Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And this week, I always say this week, but we do two a week. What throws me off. Today, we are watching episode
67. I literally just said 67 like 1 second before we started recording.
Well, look, it's either this or you start all of them.
Season 2, episode 7, for those playing the home game, it's called The Green Dream.
The Green Dream.
Which is not a reference to the Green Dreams from the Game of Thrones series, because that has not been written at the time of this show being made. It's a very specific reference. Anyway, if you're new here... This got weird quick. What we do is we pause recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it. I'm going to level with you. I watched it earlier today and took notes, so now I can just go watch it, regular style, and still have notes.
But you can enjoy the episode, too.
Yeah.
So maybe after this episode, I will just be obsolete. We'll find out. Stay tuned.
No, because episodes where you're kind of in the dumps, and it's mostly me talking, are not exciting.
No, because all you did was take notes. You didn't watch the episode.
Right. I am pretty hilarious. I can probably carry this. I don't want to figure that out.
Well, let's see what happens.
Well, I want to say goodbye to Josh. Thank you for 67 wonderful episodes.
It's been
66,
fun.
Sorry.
I'm going to still be on this one. It'll be 67 wonderful
episodes. All
right. 66 wonderful episodes and one kind of whatever.
And one I quit. What are you going to do, fire me? All right, so... If you want to follow along, you can do that on Netflix or the DVDs. We're going to go watch that right now because
it's Morphin time!
We're back. We just watched The Green Dream, and I have questions. I have a lot of questions that I'm going to be asking you today.
Well, we went over our release calendar after we watched it.
Yep.
So, I kind of forgot a lot of stuff. I'll remember it as we talk about it. That's how most of these go.
I knew it was a bad idea doing it right after. I knew it when I did it. I did it anyway. Here we are.
Do I have questions? I'm sure I have questions. That wishbone. That's where I look when I'm trying to think of stuff, and there's a wishbone
there.
There's
a wishbone there. It's just drying out, man. Just collecting
it's
wishbones.
It's dry.
Well, look.
It's been like 2 weeks.
It's been a week. It's been like 10 days. It's just going to be there for a while, all right? Some houses just need wishbones in them, okay? My house has like a dozen back home. Anyway, I didn't mention earlier, I forgot to, even though I wrote it down in my notes. The air date was September 19th, 1994, and it was written by Stuart St. John and directed by John Stewart. I can only imagine how often the credits got confused during the production of this. Also, John Stewart has directed 4 episodes in a row now, and then the next person, I think, is 3, and it's back to John Stewart for 3, so I guess they did do him in bunches.
It seems that way.
I don't know. Also,
it's weird, because I thought, they would just have a day where they shoot Command Center stuff.
Well, they probably did for like 4 episodes.
That makes sense.
And then they would go do stuff, and they'd be like a rack of clothes that they'd have to switch out, which is why Kimberly and Trini's are so distinct day to day, so they don't get confused.
It was either that or just wear the same all the time. They probably do that, really thinking about it now, especially in this context, they probably do that in Megaforce so that they can just shoot whenever.
5 at a time. Just do whatever. Yeah. That sucks. Hire a wardrobe person who's good at taking notes. Boom. Problem solved.
Then they have to spend any money. That's terrible.
They already have to have a wardrobe person there.
Yeah, but dumb guys are cheaper than smart guys.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Sorry, wardrobe person, if you're not a dumb guy.
Maybe,
I apologize.
Maybe the wardrobe person really wants... To do outfits and costumes and, there's just a mandate from Saban. No, one outfit. Kids won't be able to recognize any of them if they're wearing different clothes.
Saban probably thinks he's the most in touch that he's ever been with Power Rangers.
I just feel
anyway
hate bile bubbling up.
I don't want to go down that road this early.
No, we have plenty of episodes left in this show that we can do that with. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. It's all up to date. Go check that out. There are episode posts and pictures and links. Bunch of fun stuff. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at morphingrid, on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphingrid, and we're on iTunes. If you guys feel like leaving us a rating and review, that would be awesome. I'm not going to get super pandering anymore because guess what? We got two more reviews from two of you awesome people.
We got two more because we don't know what's going on quite yet because it's like, yeah, just updated.
The iTunes store is very strange in when it updates, how it updates, and how long it takes to update.
Yeah.
And so what happened was we had five reviews, three ratings. Now we have seven reviews. But still nine total?
So we got one more five-star review, and our best guess is that somebody who just gave us five stars before has now – one of these two people was that person.
Was just
I said that a dumb way.
They changed their just rating to rating.
They added a review to it.
Those are – or it hasn't updated again because it was like yesterday. Also, we've done like two or three episodes since that first review came in. iTunes Store did not update, so we did not see it. The first one, way back December 2nd, 2014.
Oh, I remember December 2nd.
It was like a week ago.
It was a nice evening.
This is from Schumann87, and I quote, I don't know why I said that.
You're fired.
I'm fired. I immediately regretted that. These guys are funny. Reviewing episodes of Power Rangers, making it fun and humorous. I love it. Well, I love that you love it, Schumann87, or Schumann. 87. I'm not sure how to pronounce literally anything, but thank you for the review. That's very awesome of you. It's a nice little soul boost. The next one is from, I'm going to say AZ Ranger, Arizona Ranger, 1216.
Only the A's capitalized, so I don't know.
I don't know. This dude is gender neutral, in case you're a girl, writes, I started listening to this show from the beginning, and I can tell these guys actually care and put effort into the show. Keep up the good work, guys. Also, let's skip Turbo. Nobody really wants to watch it, and I think the show will suffer from it. May the power protect you. Counterpoint.
We're not skipping Turbo.
We're not skipping Turbo. I think I understand your worry, because Josh hates Turbo a lot, I would say. More than a medium amount. That was a very exasperated sigh for anything less than a medium amount.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with I hated a medium amount.
I love it half ironically. Half sincerely, half ironically. And I understand that it could get like sad and just dejected sounding, but I think because it's like actually kind of a bad show for a lot of it, that will make our show fun. There will be a lot of fun dialogue that comes from it.
Yeah, and now that I've watched it and hated it, maybe I'll watch it with different eyes on.
Because I didn't hate it, like, at all. I mean, there's some dumb stuff, but, like, the really dumb stuff is amazingly dumb. Somebody gets baked into a pizza. Multiple people get baked into a pizza. There is a monster who tries to take over the hearts and minds of children using baseball. And my favorite, there is a jacket so big it fits on a Megazord. That episode is just so bonkers. I love it. I cannot wait for Turbo. So we're definitely not skipping it, but rest assured that the show will not suffer from Turbo.
No, that might be the best season of the Morphin Grid to that point.
And if you are watching along, I don't know how many people actually do, but if you are watching along and you're like, oh, I don't want to watch Turbo, just don't watch it. Listen to the episode or give it another shot and then hear us make fun of it / me try to figure out what's good about every episode. It's going to be a good time regardless. Thank you both for your reviews. You have now joined the ranks of people that I will hold in my heart forever. So congratulations.
Yeah. No new emails though. I got excited and checked and there was nothing.
None. I have not checked in a while.
But that's fine.
Email us your headcanons and your questions and what ifs and stuff if you have any.
Yeah.
Guys.
We're trying real hard to be interactive.
We're doing okay. Yes. Oh, speaking of interactive, two other things. This is going really long. But two other things. First, Joe from Twitter brought up that maybe we should do a Google Hangout and just like interact with the fans. Like maybe we'll watch an episode of Power Rangers or something. I don't know. I'm into doing that if there's enough people that also want to do that. Because it was just like, dude, I mean, look, I'll hang out with two people over the internet for a little while. Whatever. That's cool.
Yeah, I guess.
You're very weird about things. So I will make you come.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. Like, we'll do a Q&A or something. Maybe we can record it for a bonus episode. We do have a one-year anniversary coming up in, like, a month. So maybe that would be a cool thing to do for that.
That could work for that.
So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to figure out how to record Google Hangout, but that can't be hard. There are worse podcasts than us to do it every day.
Yeah.
So, we'll figure that out. Also, there are Morphin Grid shirts.
Yeah, guys, I did it. Remember probably like halfway through season one where I mentioned it offhand that I might do that sometime?
There's also, we have another design that the artist I have not gotten back to, I have not talked to in a while. So there might be a second shirt. But right now there's a shirt. It's our logo. Says the Morphin Grid.
We're going through Redbubble.
They are very weird.
Because they're weird with things, but it's the easiest way to sell in low quantities.
Right,
if the demand goes up, we'll print.
We'll look into more.
In batches. Cheaper. What is that? Bulk? Thank you.
Yeah, Rural Rooster is super cheap. So if the demand goes up, we can go through them. Anyway, yeah, if you want to support the show, you can buy those shirts.
Yeah. And wear them. It's a weird Redbubble link, so we'll just put it in the episode description.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to say it.
Yeah, in the episode link on morphingrid.tumblr.com, there will just be a link that says, shirts! Probably in all caps and exclamation point. So.
Perfect.
Check that out. Also, if you do get one, take a picture of you wearing it. Send it to us.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Put it on the tumbles and the Facebooks.
Yeah. All right. It's been like
a 100 years.
Hour and a half since Let's talk about this.
Is there even an episode of Power Rangers this week?
I'm having second thoughts on whether or not there is, or we just hallucinated on the couch, and I did twice today. So we start off with Miss Appleby saying that there's a 500-word essay due Friday.
Where was I when that happened?
You were on the couch watching Power Rangers with your ears closed, I guess.
I guess.
From now on.
I've been a little.
Put your phone down.
I've been a little hazy lately. That was just me neurotically checking what time it was.
All right. So, 500-word essay, which 500 words seems like a lot less now than it would have in high school to me.
Yeah.
I could do it on just something that you're passionate about. I could do a 500-word essay on literally anything I'm passionate about tonight.
Okay, because I remember Bulk and Skull, their joke right now. I don't remember Miss Apple. I don't remember the setup for that joke. What am I?
You gotta start taking your Ginkgo Balboa again. They have to write about stuff that interests them. Skull gives out a couple of suggestions, such as slugs and toe jam and his obvious favorite, sweat.
And then Bulk says, no, those are all way out of our league.
Way out of our league. We are not qualified to write about those things. You know, we are qualified to write about the real identities of the Power Rangers. Also, Paul Schreier says Power Rangers better than anybody else.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. He says it real well. I like it. So then we cut over to Tommy, who is asleep in his locker. Just locker open, face in. I think he's asleep because Kim is like a foot behind him. He's like, hey, Tommy, what's up? And he does not answer her. And she's real pretty. And also, I think his girlfriend still, so I'm sure that if I were in his place, I would be like, oh, I'm tired or whatever. But he was just asleep, so she taps on his arm. He's like, oh, sorry, I had the dream again.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know if he was asleep then as much as, like, have you ever had, like, a real vivid bad dream?
Yes.
And you wake up and that day is just weird? Like, yes. you're just not the same that day?
One time in college, I had a dream. And the only thing I remember about it, and this is the end of a series of bad things happened in this dream. And at the very end, there was a giant crab chasing me. And I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. And I did not go back to sleep for fear that that crab would be waiting for me.
He's waiting for you in dreamland.
So I just stayed up, and the whole day I was out of it. So yeah, I get it.
So maybe he was just like, he's really distraught because he had the dream that his
three
powers
days in
went
a row.
Away.
Yeah, yeah. And the dream is that his powers are fading, and that's not a fun thing to dream about.
If you're having a nightmare, because a nightmare is usually going to be like the worst case scenario, right?
Right.
So it's probably his powers fade in a battle with Goldar, and he wakes up when Goldar stabs him in the chest or something.
Him with Kimberly's femur or something. I don't know if they would go that dark or if his brain would go that dark. But yeah, he's definitely losing a battle for real in his dream, and he wakes up and then he's in a funk the whole day.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, it'll be fine. It's just a dream. Kimberly says that. And then we cut up to Zed, who's watching his stories, aka the Power Rangers' lives. And they're like walking away, and he's like, oh, Tommy's having a bad dream. Well, I'll get the Sword of Power then. Okay.
He does just jump right to that.
Yep. Big old question mark right there. Sword of Power? There's a Sword of Darkness. There's a Power Sword. Not necessarily a Sword of Power.
Well, there is a Sword of Power.
There is. Not that we know of.
We're about to find out. I have some theories about this Sword of Power.
I have a lot of questions about
Zed's. I have one big question, too.
About Zed's plan. So his plan is get the Sword of Power. The only way to do this is to get all the Power Rangers together to conjure up the Sword of Power.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, we'll get them all together, get the Sword of Power. And Goldar's like, how are we going to get them all together? And then Zed says, I swear to God, we'll separate them one by one, starting with Tommy. They have to be together, but his plan is to separate them. The plan works because he's not explaining his plan properly.
No.
But you don't know, like, if you're just, like, taking his plan at face value, you're like, this is a bunch of wrong things. Like, you can't bring, they can't be together if they're separate.
Maybe he's like, okay, Zordon can hear me all the time.
Right.
So if I speak gibberish plans.
And I write down my notes and show him on a chalkboard.
Because it works.
It works. So we cut down, in my notes I wrote, Zed, you stupid, because at that point I had no idea what he was talking about. So then we cut down to Billy and Trini in the juice bar. And first of all, hey, Trini. What do you think you're doing there with this outfit?
Oh, just, you know.
Just killing the man.
Just killing it.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a...
It's a
high-waisted
skirt.
It's like a poodle skirt.
It's like a...
But no, it's not like a poodle skirt.
It's a pleated skirt. It's high-waisted. She's got suspenders keeping it up and a yellow shirt. It's good.
A giant yellow scrunchie.
Enormous. It's four or five scrunchies morphed together.
It's a mega scrunchie.
But yeah, she is killing it. Because and here's the trade-off. I should have known immediately when Trini's wearing this killer outfit that Kim was going to be wearing curtains, right?
Yeah.
Kimberly walks up. What was Kimberly wearing? Curtains. She's wearing, I think, the same thing from the episode we entitled You Can Wear the Curtains. It's like this overall moo-moo.
It's just curtains sewn into overalls.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Kimberly is working it. I can't do them justice. They work really well, the two of them. And it's not just an actual moo-moo, which is good.
It's not just curtains with a head hole cut in it.
Just cut up. There you go. Oh, it's like a poncho. So Billy, before Kimberly walks up, though, Billy is talking about how he made a scrambler to protect them from Zed. What?
He explains it in a way that I'm sure makes sense. Or it doesn't make any sense.
It blocks electromagnetic signals in a certain radius.
Does it also reroute them?
We'll
feel like
it
reroutes them.
And he's like, oh, we just need to make it bigger.
And it'll help us fight Zed.
We'll be protected from Zed more. Huh? Does this mean he won't be able to spy on you? If he would have just said that, I would be totally on board. But then he wouldn't be able to make any more plans because it's all, there's a Power Ranger. There's a thing they like or are doing. Let's make that a monster. So if he can't watch the Power Rangers, he can't make any more monsters. He's just firing lightning bolts down all willy-nilly. Makes no sense.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
The scrambler exists for just this one purpose in a minute.
For a joke in a second. that we will get
to. It's a good
to.
Joke.
It is. It is a good joke. So then Tommy and Kimberly come in, and they talk about the 500-word essay, which Tommy is writing on mythology.
All of it.
Or he's doing an essay on Edith Hamilton's mythology, the book.
Keep mythology in your pocket.
Keep that in your pocket. And then when we tell you to pull it out later, put it back in for another minute or two. Because there's another weird thing at the end about his paper. So Bolt comes in, and I thought he built it, because when I took my notes, I was taking notes, so I didn't catch it all. This time, I heard correctly that he bought it at a spy shop, which are real things.
Angel Grove Spy Shop.
There are real places that sell spy gear. I've been to one in Florida. It's pretty neat. Really expensive. I have no need for any of it, unfortunately.
Right. You're not trying to find out who the Power Rangers are. No. So what other use is this equipment going to have?
Basically none. It detects power. Bulk state.
High energy,
which the Power Rangers obviously are going to be brimming with it. At least that's Bulk's theory.
They think. But they also assume it's not like proven. But it is true.
Billy
did make this device to shield their energy, I guess.
And as it came in, it started beeping more and more as like they came in. So like,
I thought he didn't turn it on until he was like right in front of them.
Well, it started beeping more and more over the course of the scene. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever.
So it starts beeping. It's like, oh, we're going to find them. They're in here. So like he came here just to do a scan real quick and happened to stumble on them, I guess.
I have a question.
Sure.
About Bulk and Skull's, what I'm going to say is detective skills.
Okay.
Foreshadowing a little bit.
A little bit.
They're trying to find out who the Power Rangers is.
Correct.
Who the Power Rangers are.
More correct.
Angel Grove is obviously a very large place.
Is it?
Yes. It's on a coast. There's also a desert and mountains and forests and parks.
Sounds like they're kind of boxed in by all these things.
In a very large, it's like the bottom half of California.
There's a lot of big skyscrapers, which you don't get in tiny towns.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Bulk and Skull are almost exclusively searching the high school and the juice bar.
That's because that's where they are, right? Like, they're not smart guys.
But their experiments, I guess they'll call them, keep failing. So why wouldn't you naturally start branching out to other places?
I don't know, maybe they are, we're just not watching that stuff.
They also searched the park, which is 98% of Angel Grove.
Right, so who knows how long they have been looking for them. Because out of the day, they came back covered in mud. They had to go through some stuff that we just didn't see. We didn't get that episode.
That is true. An Angel Grove swamp.
It's right next to the park, but before the desert. If you hit the desert, you've gone
too far. Between
the
desert and the coast is a swamp.
There's a fine line.
Where the tide comes in, and then it's like it dips down a little bit, so it gets caught, and right. It makes a swamp.
Gross, but probably true. So Billy turns his thing on to scramble it, and he has to, like, track it. Like, he has to follow the movement of Bulk and Skull in order to properly block it. Because
it only works like a laser beam, I guess. Just a straight line.
What is the point of the point of this machine is to block Bulk and Skull's
Remember
machine.
Remember that time Billy made a mirror? Well, it was Kimberly's mirror, but in the Morph footage,
right.
Billy made a mirror. Yeah. He makes a lot of dumb, unnecessarily complicated gadgets. Would it be that hard to put, like, a diffusing dish on the front of this signal disturber and just spread it out a little bit?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Billy's the smartest guy on the planet Earth.
On this planet Earth, yes.
And all his inventions are, like, really good. They're cool ideas.
He's very narrow-minded,
but
though.
He does them in such a weird way that they're hard to implement.
He's very focused. He can't see the forest for the trees, you know?
Right.
So that's why his machine, you have to point at the source of the thing you want to
use. Is he just going
to
point it at the moon? They're going to put it on the roof of the command center.
Just angled at the moon and has to follow it along somehow.
And suddenly Zed just won't be able to see them anymore. Oh, unless he steps to the side.
Because it's just one beam. Anyway, so the power meter leads them to Ernie, who is not a Power Ranger.
No, he's not.
But he jumps around, does like a crane and a hya.
He does a kaya.
Oh, that was fun.
And then he laughs and walks away.
That was a fun moment. Tommy's like, I gotta go to the library.
I would like if, like, for the next couple episodes, just Bulk and Skull are a little suspicious about Ernie for a while.
I guess, I hope so. I don't think that was a
like
thing,
it,
but it might have been.
It doesn't make any sense, right, for Ernie to be a Power Ranger.
No, because if you look at the Power Rangers, they're not Ernie-shaped.
No.
They're
but
all
like,
skinny Japanese people.
I don't know. I just want them to be like, but it pointed at him.
But it's Ernie. The machine says it's Ernie.
He's the Hawaiian Ranger. Can you imagine a Power Ranger? Just Hawaiian print suit.
He's got a lei. His animal would be a boar. Oh, good. That would be good. I would like that. Tommy leaves for the library. Zed is checking on Tommy. He's like, oh, Tommy's alone. We didn't even have to do that. Get him. So he's jumped by putties. There's a fight. It's a Tommy fight. It's a good fight.
It's a good
you know
fight.
What you're getting.
There's
one,
a weird thing.
One specific thing is pretty weird. Tommy throws his backpack at one putty.
Well, two things are weird. You do this one.
Okay. Throws his backpack at the putty. Jumps. Looks like he's about to drop kick him. Is not drop kicking him. He bicycle kicks
him.
He
does a sideways Liu Kang bicycle
kick. Like Liu Kang style.
Into a tree.
Gravity defying bike kick.
It just had to one up Trini.
I guess. That thing explodes.
Also, at the beginning of the fight, he jumps and hits a putty, and then two putties in the background die.
Like one, they
do
crossbodies
like...
another one. And I don't know why. Is there like a.
When they crossbody, did they hit Z's? And
I
they
think
both
so.
Explode?
I think so. That's a terrible way to go. Those poor putties. They're so confused. But yeah, so he bite kicks him, and then he's like, yeah, that was weird. And then, like, five putties teleport in behind him and grab
teleport
him.
Teleport into a grabbing him position.
Which they could have just done at the start.
Why didn't they just do that?
He was more unsuspecting before than he is now.
Yeah.
But it works now. It would have worked before.
It could work at any time. You just put them in that space.
Regardless, he's kidnapped. They take him to the... What do they call it? The dark cave?
The dark... Yeah.
Because I was like, this is not the thing. And you're like, no, that's the dark dimension.
You were thinking the dark dimension.
Yeah.
So was I.
And they did not take him there.
They take him to the dark room.
I would recognize the kitty faces
developed.
On the wall. And so Goldar, like, summons Zed's staff. And he's like, I'm going to brainwash you, and you're going to get us a sword of power. And Tommy's like, no, I'm never going to be brainwashed again. And then he's immediately brainwashed.
Then he's brainwashed.
Like,
again.
Immediately. So then he's just standing there, not doing anything.
Because it fades to commercial, quote unquote. We're watching
right.
it on Netflix. It fades to black and then comes back in to just zombie mannequin Tommy. Just
mouth
he's not
closed.
Just having a regular face. He's... opened his eyes
he's a
as wide as he can.
That's what's happening right now. And yeah, he's just standing there staring. Okay. So then his bag is open. It fell on the floor and his bag is open. And the book inside, the mythology book inside is open. So Goldar pulls it out and goes, what is this warrior? He will make a great monster for Zed. I submit to you, the Midnight Society.
The tale of the
Robo-Goat!
you know, pull that mythology out of your pocket for a second. The mythological Robo-Goat.
Yeah, from Edith Hamilton's mythology, Robo-Goat's right between...
I have not gotten to that page.
It's right between Rhea, the Titan, and... Romulus?
Sure.
Hyphen Remus? They're doing them backwards, and the tail of She-Goat. I don't think that's in there, because that's Roman. It's not even really mythology. It's Roman pseudo-history. Anyway, there's not a lesson on that stuff. Robo-Goat's not a mythological figure that I'm...
No.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
He's not even a robotic goat.
Okay, so you said, is this Gotan? Is this just Gotan? I thought the exact same thing when I watched it earlier. Did Gotan have a lion face on his chest? Was he a lion with a goat face on his chest or a goat with a lion face on his chest?
I think he was a goat with a lion face on his chest.
I thought he was a lion with a goat face.
I'll look him up.
We're going to look it up right now.
He is a lion with a goat head on his midsection.
Okay.
But then there was the other two-headed monster that was definitely a goat with a second head on his chest.
No, that was a parrot.
Was it?
That was a parrot. His name was Two-Headed Parrot.
I'm putting a second head on Robo-Goat in my head.
Robo-Goat's got this big old chest plate that looks like it's hiding a face under it. I would not put it past them if they're just like, take the goat face off the chest, put it on the head, cover that up with a chest plate. I would not be surprised if that's what they did. We cut back to the juice bar where Trini is doing her best to kill the male population of America. I don't know what happened. I think they're called to teleport. Yeah.
Zordon, I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm going
to
know.
I was looking at you and I was trying to remember. So Zordon's like, called the Rangers, get him back here because Robo-Goat is on the loose now. The dreaded Robo-Goat is out. So they all get up and go into the hallway, and as they do, Tommy kind of saunters up and like, oh, Tommy, just in time. We got to go back to Commander. He's like, yeah, cool. Let's do that. Keep in mind, he's brainwashed.
He's evil.
He's
right
lying.
Can
to
we
them.
Point out, because we've said this before, that Tommy inherently has a little bit of evil in him?
Yeah, he's very easy to turn evil.
Yeah, that's why he's the target of all the evil spells.
Yeah, and then later, that's why him and Kent get along so well. They teleport in to the command center. And this is where I have so many questions. Because they're like, we need to stop Robo-Goat.
Question A, right now. Because they just warped, teleported.
To the command center.
To the command center. Zordon has no idea that Tommy is evil.
None. He was in the dark cave. Zordon can't look in the dark cave.
But, nope, I'm wrong. Never mind. I was going to say he couldn't get in there before, but obviously he could. That's just me being a dumb guy.
Couldn't get into...
when he was evil the first time. But he definitely...
because he has Power Coin. The Power Coin lets
right
you
in.
Yeah.
Right. He's not really evil this time either. He's brainwashed.
He's brainwashed. He's under a spell. I forget exactly what he says. His influence has faded afterwards or something like that. Anyway,
at one point, he's like, your mind is not your own!
Then Tommy... this is my biggest thing. Tommy goes... we got to go. Let's go. And Kimberly's like, no, dude, your power, remember? And he's like, you're right. Zordon, maybe we should get the Sword of Power. And that will give me enough power to get through to beat Robo-Goat. Never once in this series has the Sword of Power been talked
been
about.
Mentioned.
Why does Tommy know about it? Why do they all know about it?
Tommy knows about it because he was told about it by Goldar, who was told about it by Zed, who helped Zordon create it.
But... that should send up some red flags for Zordon, right? Shouldn't he be like, hey...
Zordon says nothing yet. This whole time they're in the command center. He's just like, look at the Robo-Goat. He's awful. But then they do, and Tommy's like, I'll help fight him.
With the Sword of Power.
And then he's like, we need the Sword of... I need the Sword of Power so I can stay Power Ranger for a little while. And then Billy's like, yeah, solid idea.
Good idea. Shouldn't Zordon be like, oh, that's a thing I've only talked about with my brother Zed. You're evil
right
now.
Billy's just like, oh yeah, that might work. Like, the Sword of Power is just a thing that they all know about.
At first I was like, Billy's doing that thing where he's like, I don't know what that is, but don't want to look stupid, so I'll just agree with you. But no, they all have a hand movement that they practice to summon the Sword of Power. What is happening what? Right now?
I don't know, but they summon the Sword of Power.
They summon the Sword of Power.
Which... is summoned into Tommy's hand.
Well, he's on top. His hand is on top. So I think it's a whoever's hand. They do like this star. Everybody, hands in. Dasher on three. And
it's and a very specific
it's
reference.
It's a very specific reference. And if you understand it, tweet us. And I will send you an internet high five. But they do the hands in. And Tommy's is on top. And I think that... is that dictates who gets to go. Who gets the sword, maybe?
I guess. But this is the sword... of power.
Yes.
Tommy's power is the least.
It maybe okay.
So maybe
it goes to whoever needs it the most.
It either went to him because it wants to give you power, I guess.
Right.
Or it should have went to Jason because he's still the leader.
Still the leader. I think okay, I'm gonna explain this, right? I'm gonna do a no prize. Okay. Which is a Marvel thing. If you found a mistake, and said why it wasn't a mistake, you get a no prize, where Marvel would mail you a letter that was empty. It just said, here's your no prize. And there was no actual prize. The prize was the letter for explaining it or whatever. So the no prize solution to this is the Sword of Power is an inherently good object. So it's going to go to the person with the least amount of power. Because if you give the Sword of Power to the person with the most power, absolute power corrupts absolutely, et cetera, et cetera. So they are more likely to go evil. Which is why Zed is like, I need to get Tommy to do this because he has the least amount of power right now.
And is also the most likely to go evil.
Super susceptible to turning evil.
Okay.
Doesn't explain why they all know about it. We have watched.
Just one time off screen, Zordon was like, oh, there's a Sword of Power. If you do this, you'll get it. Don't worry about it. We probably won't ever need it.
Probably never going to need it. We've watched 67 episodes of Power Rangers now with a laser eye on it.
Yep.
They have not. I don't know about Sword of Power until today. I don't even remember from the past because I think this is the only time it ever comes up.
I have a big question for toward the end of this.
Okay, so I think I know what your question is, and I'm excited to talk about it. He gets the sword, and he's like, "Get away from me, Power Rangers!" Yeah.
We get to hear evil laugh, Tommy, or Tommy's evil laugh.
I miss Tommy's evil laugh.
He's got a real good one.
He plays a good bad guy.
He does.
Plays a pretty bland good guy.
Good guys are hard to play. Interesting good guys.
Interesting good guys. It's a lot of that's in the writing, I think.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is in the acting, too. So, anyway, moving on. We cut back to the dark cave where Tommy... Okay, so... Oh, I forgot to mention. Tommy's like, the Sword of Power. Nah, I'm the bad guy, see? And then he teleports out in a little tiny Tinkerbell light.
He turns into Navi. Flies into a fence on his way out of the command center.
Listen. Then he...
Hello.
That's my favorite one. Then he teleports in, also in like this really hectic ball of light. This ball of light is not doing a very efficient flight pattern. But he lands in the dark cave, gives his sword to Robo-Goat.
And snaps out of it.
Immediately snaps out of it. And then...
Which is like... Strangely efficient for a spell.
Right, it's do your task, and that's
it. They could have just kept him bad.
Right, he was the most effective bad guy they've ever had.
They beat him in the end, but he's not being controlled by a Sword of Darkness this time.
No.
So there's no artifact they can destroy to break the spell.
But he does not have a lot of power, so he doesn't have a lot of power,
but Zed might be able to infuse him with some, because he knows power, how the Morphin Grid works.
Because he's got like an outlet that he can just plug Tommy into. Because he helped make it. That's how we lost his skin. Anyway, Goldar's like, yeah, go chase Robo-Goat. Use more of your powers. Do exactly what we want you to do.
Yeah, he tells him, he's like, morph is what we want you to do.
And so Tommy morphs and teleports to the desert where he goes to fight Robo-Goat. And he sees Robo-Goat and he's like, don't ever turn me against my friends again. They just did, dummy, like a minute ago. You can't declare this after you know is really easy to do.
I can't even say that turning into the White Ranger cures him of this, because it happens again.
It happens quite a bit, in Zeo specifically.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite
one. I don't think he ever turns as the White Ranger.
I don't think so. He sees Gotan, not Gotan, I keep calling him Gotan. He sees Robo-Goat.
Robo-Gotan.
Robo-Goat. I almost call him Gotan again. See Robo-Goat, and he doesn't have the sword. He's got this red bar. I don't, like, this is...
No, he has the sword.
The sword's stuck in the ground a little bit behind him.
Thought he had the red bar after the sword.
He has it again.
Okay, maybe I just didn't notice it before. I just assumed it was the sword.
Because what happens is, Tommy's like, there's a sword of power! Oh, Robo-Goat's in the way. I'm going to run past him. Runs past him, goes to grab the sword, and it's a stick.
It's a stick.
What?
Does Robo-Goat have illusion powers?
I think they're...
Or does the sword have a defense mechanism where it turns into a stick?
Or is this...
Why can't Tommy have it,
does this stick turn into... Like, does this stick have illusionary powers? I don't know. This stick is mind-boggling. It's just a stick, and I don't understand it. There's probably, when they were, like, creating the footage for this episode, because this is ZO2 stuff, when they were creating the footage for this, they had to have thought up just some bananas reason behind this, right?
I think this is an instance of them going, let's see him figure this out.
Right. Oh, this sword turns into a stick. Deal with it. So he gets the stick, and then he's like, I have the sword. Robo goes like, I got the sword. And then they fight for, he basically just destroys Tommy. Hits Tommy off a cliff. Midway through, the footage changes from Good Shield to Grandma Made Shield. Where he just lands in some dirt, slides down a little hill, and just lays there.
Because he's running out of power, so he's got to take a nap.
And then we...
he's got to recharge.
Then we cut to the command center, and they're like, oh no, Tommy has been... he's not under Zed's spell anymore, but he's out of commission. Rangers, go fight Robo-Goat. They all morph back to go fight Robo-Goat. Robo-Goat's like, oh, let's do this one at a time. And he opens up a crevasse in the ground where all of the Power Rangers fall in except for Red. Okay, crevasse closes.
Yep.
With me so far?
I am.
Okay, good. There's a sword fight between Robo-Goat and Jason. Jason with the power sword, Robo-Goat with the sword of power. It's back and forth. Jason knocks the sword out of his hand. Like, not like knocks it out, but like scrapes it in a way that makes it explode a little bit. He's like, you'll never have the sword of power. He's like, I'm going to sword of power. Or I still have the sword of power.
He says, even with the sword of power, you're never going to win.
Right.
And then knocks it out of his hand.
Lands face down. Robo-Goat runs up, grabs it. It's a stick!
It turns into a stick!
And then Jason says, Zordon teleported the sword back to the command center where it belongs.
What?
Where's the stick coming from? Robo-Goat brought the stick into this thing and then was tricked by it later? What is happening on my Power Rangers program right now?
I need to go to bed. I need to sleep on this and figure it out.
It is exhausting trying to figure out where the stick came from.
The Sword of Power, despite its stick illusionary... it's just a stick, right?
It's just a stick, I think.
But sometimes it's a sword? Like, it fluctuates depending on where it is in
like,
the morphing grid?
I'm trying to figure out what the story should be, right? Like, like, only those worthy of it can hold it?
My question...
or else it turns into a stick?
My question is that the Sword of Power is obviously some really powerful Power Ranger weapon.
Right.
Zordon takes it back right now.
Right. Well, you see what happens when it gets in the hands of evil. It turns into a stick.
Why do we never hear from it again? I don't think we ever see it again.
I don't think we do. This is it's just put on the same bus that Willy and all them are on.
Because they needed to give Robo-Goat this sword, but there's nothing in that footage that indicates it's a Power Rangers weapon, right? Is there a Z on it that I missed?
No.
The Z could still stand for Zed. That was the most brilliant thing they've ever done.
Here's my theory, right? So in the story that the ZU2 footage presents is not what we turned it into, right? Because I have to believe that the people who made the footage are like, we can't just make footage. There has to be a reason, at least something that we can follow, some
right.
internal logic behind it. So my theory is that in the ZU2 footage, the sword is a very powerful artifact that only people powerful enough to hold it can hold it, or else it turns into just a stick. Okay?
Okay.
So Tommy goes to grab it, and they know that Tommy's losing his power. So he goes to grab it. He's not powerful enough. Oh, it turns into a stick. Robo-Goat has enough power, turns into the sword. Sword fights Red Ranger. Once Red Ranger proves that he is more powerful than Robo-Goat, turns back into a stick for Robo-Goat because he's not powerful enough to wield it anymore. It's like Excalibur in that its allegiance is to the most powerful holder.
Okay.
I think. What we get is, why is this stick?
Why
do we ever hear from it again? Where'd it go? Why
you
are you keeping
think
this from
they
us, Zordon?
Like, you think they would have collaborated when they ordered new footage?
I honestly don't know. I don't think they did anything. I think they said we need 20 more episodes. They got 20 more episodes. They said we need 15 more episodes now. They got 15 more episodes. And that's it.
They've proven that they can shoot good fight scenes.
Themselves. Yeah.
Would it not have been easier, we may have talked about this already, for them to get Die Ranger monster suits?
I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago. It would have been pretty
easy. And then we could have got actual Zord fights.
They have the Robo-Goat suit. It's a jankier version, but they have it. Right. So they would just send the whole thing over. You know, send them over in bulk. Send 10 at a time. You're not using them. We'll send them back. You have copies. Send a junk copy, whatever.
Right.
You know, like, and that way, at least the Zord footage can match up. This is, remember how they fell in a crevasse earlier before we went off on the whole sword thing?
Yeah, I do.
Fell in a crevasse.
Yeah, we can stop, right?
Jason knocks a sword out of Robo Goat's hands. Oh, it's a stick. Zordon has a sword again off screen. While it was in.
Does Zordon destroy it?
I don't know. While it was in Robo Goat's hand, because he never let it go from when he took it from Tommy.
Here's what happened. Jason swipes it out of his hand,
teleports in the stick version.
Zordon switches him.
Okay.
So now it's a secret
stick. Just to embarrass Robo Goat?
I don't know. Or Zordon teleports it out right when Robo Goat grabs it.
Teleports in a stick.
And since he grabbed something, the Morphin Grid just puts a stick there.
I don't know.
It's the same stick.
This freaking stick, man.
Let's get past the stick.
Let's move past the stick. Jason knocks out his hand. It's a stick. Et cetera, et cetera. Then, I don't know what happens. Robo-Goat's chest glows and bursts out four bubbles of light. And they pop. And Power Rangers fall out of them. And Trini says, oh, thank God. Jason got us out of the energy bubbles. You were in the ground.
You fell into a crevasse.
You were in the earth. What are you?
Down with your old Zords.
What is happening? This is so disconnected. Anyway, Zed is like, oh, you want a barbecue? Turn up this heat or something and throws.
He says something that makes no sense.
They didn't mention barbecues. I don't.
He throws his bomb potion, his growing bomb potion down.
Robo-Goat grows. They get in their
Robo-Goat grows. And he goes, nyah! And he sounds like he's shrunk. I don't know. I'm done with this episode.
Okay. They call the Zords. The Zord fight happens.
Chopped up garbage.
This is the epitome of, like, you don't see anything connect. Because it doesn't match. The monster, the Zord from the monster side of the fight and the monster from the Zord side of the fight aren't the same on both sides.
Nope.
So you just get, like, feet staggering back when they get punched, and, like, a sword will be in the frame, but it's clearly the Mega Sword and not the Thunder Mega Sword.
The Thunder Mega Katana?
Katana, like, very clearly curved blade. Like, I don't know. Anyway, Goten.
He eats it.
Was killed a while ago. Robo-Goat gets killed. Gets his thing cut in half. Cut to Zed, who's super mad about Robo-Goat. He's like, Goldar, dumb.
Can we go back to almost the beginning?
Yes. I don't see why not.
Because this just happened. Robo-Goat is mad. Lord Zed is mad, and he's glowing red, right? Right. Way back when he heard Tommy had a bad dream, we cut to Zed, and he's fuming red. He's glowing so red.
Maybe he's just got like a lot of emotion.
He just lights up when he has emotion. Like, I slip into a Boston accent when I get angry or really excited.
Yeah, I think it's like how my voice goes higher when I'm excitable. He gets red whenever he has any emotion. I don't know.
It's anyway, weird. We got Red Zed going on because he's mad.
So then we cut back and Kimberly and Tommy are sitting on the stairs. What was Kimberly wearing part two? She's got her pink beret, that lace vest with a pink shirt and black shorts again, and her docks. We only see her crouching. Don't get, like, the full view of it, but, like, this is a good outfit as well. I would like to see her beat up putties in this outfit. Like, she could do some Indiana Jones stuff with her hat. Oh, forgot my hat. They're talking about how... Okay, right. So... what was in their pocket? Something about mythology.
You said it was going to come back up at the end.
We pulled it out when Robo-Goat put it back in. Pull it out now. Zed, while he's being mad, is like, something about the Green Ranger story is coming to a close, and this is the final chapter. Okay.
Or the final chapter is soon to come.
Is still being written, or is being written, or something like that. Cut down to them. they're like, hey, how'd you do on your report? He's like, I did good, but I'm kind of sick of short stories. He's referencing a threat joke that Zed made on the moon that he could not hear. Because he didn't do his thing on short stories. He did it on mythology.
Maybe that was the book he had was...
Stuart St. John, what are you doing? That's just the weird thing I wanted.
That's like... It's a TV show. Just
yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Whatever.
So then he says, like, I think my time's coming to an end. And they're like, I want to say no, but you're probably right. And then it ends. It just ends on this super downer ending. Because
Kimberly's kind of like, oh, we'll figure it out.
It's like rubbing his shoulder, like, I hope.
And then freeze frame on that, because Jason's also there. Like,
he doesn't say anything, though.
One point, he's like, bro.
Oh, bro.
I don't know what he did. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think he only said something about the report. Or he's sick of short stories, and then Jason's like, yeah, bro, I know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's that's the episode. It's final thoughts.
I'm over it.
I'm over RoboGo. I'm exhausted from this episode.
I'm exhausted from yelling about this episode.
Specifically that confounded stick. Anyway.
Why is this?
We will never find out why it's a stick. Anyway, so
I'm Saban.
You're listening.
Bro.
You're one of the ratings but not reviews.
Yeah, come on, man. Just send us an email. Tell us why it's a stick.
Right? Why did you not email anybody in Japan over why there's a stick?
Come on.
just okay. I don't have any final thoughts.
I don't
very
either.
Tired. It
My
was
final
very...
thought is I want to go to bed now.
I'm hungry and sleepy. I like that it ended on a downer because I don't think every episode needs to be up. Like, needs to end on like a Power Rangers ending. But like,
especially because that's.
So I like,
these are the means to that end.
Right.
Like, so they need to remind us we're headed that way.
Yeah, I do like that this is where it ended. I'm fine with that. Please let the next episode be a little coherenter. I don't mind that it's bonkers. I just want it to be bonkers but make sense, right?
This episode isn't incoherent. It just doesn't make sense. The story it tells is coherent with itself.
Everything tracks, but there are some confusing things.
There's just unexplained things that make it weird.
So we're going to wrap up then. Morphogrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphogrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphogrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphogrid. And we're on iTunes. You can leave us a rating and review there. That'd be awesome. You can join the ranks of some brand new cool people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Be so the number 10.
Be the 10 we need in the world.
I said I might click it just to get us to 10, but I'm not gonna.
No, he won't.
I keep saying I'm gonna rate my own podcast, but I don't think I'm ever actually going to actually do
it. I looked at it and I went, no, I can't do it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Comes back.
So it fades to black, and then I ruin the podcast.